Today, Bez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simon Shinpei Aleph Si'ifim, Dalit, Hey, Vav, and Zayin. That will finish up Simon Shinpei Aleph. So it's a Resh Mem Tes Amud Aleph today, and we are holding at Siv Dalit on Resh Mem Ches Amud Beis. Yesh Bitul Roshos Mi Bayis LaBayis. There's a concept of Bitul Roshos from one house to another. If you have two homes that have a door that goes right from one to the other, you know, like an attached house, so it has a door that you can go right in from one to the other, like by hotel rooms they sometimes have. Echon mevatel rishus lechavera. One could be mevatel rishus to the other one. Va'afila mevatel mutal hotzi mibesel lebes chavero. And when you do that, even the guy who's mevatel rishus is allowed to carry things to the other guy's house. Meaning, when there are two homes in a chatzer, and I'm mevatel my rishus in the chatzer, I'm not allowed to carry from my house to the chatzer. But when it's not a chatzer, it's just my home, your home, and I'm mevatel rishus to you, so then I'm just saying, you're the balabas of the whole thing. And therefore, I'm allowed to carry even to your house. But I'm not allowed to carry from your house to my house. Because that's interpreted as retaking the rishus that I was mevatel. And similarly, if you have a room that's open to your house and you're mevatel the rishus in your house, you're not allowed to take from that room to your house. Says Ramav, Yeshom Den Levatum Libais Labais El Ken Yashalatsmu Chedrecha Chalobitel. That Yeshomrim, that you should not be Mavatul Rishos from one house to the other unless you leave at least one room that you're not Mavatul Rishos in. Va'oz Mutalach and Savim Beis Chaver Labaiso. And if you do that, then you're not only allowed to carry from your house to the neighbor's house, you're even allowed to carry from the neighbor's house back into your house. V'tov Lachmel Lechadchila, and Lechadchila, we should be Machmer, like that opinion, that when you're Mavatul Rishos from one bias to the other, to leave a room for yourself that you're not mevatel. Says the Mishabura, Yesh bitul rishus mi bayis lebayis kemo shemol habitul mechatzer lechatzer. Just like you have such a concept from one chatzer to the next. Va'afilu ha-mevatel lebeis chavero, and even the mevatel is allowed to carry to the other guy's house, sharei ha-kol shel chavero, because now it's all his. Kivin shebitalo, I was mevatel my rishus to him. Va'afilu kodem shechzik chavero beveso, yachol hu lahotzi mimenu lebeis chavero. And even before the guy took hold of it and it was machzik in his house, I'm still allowed to carry it to his house. Va'afilu ha-yam mevatel rabin, and even if there were many people that were mevatel the rishus, gamkin mutar lotzi mi beison lebeis chaveron, they're still allowed to carry from their house to the neighbor's house. Ve'inodom ele mevatel rishus chatzero. This is unlike the case where you're mevatel your rishus in a chatzer, where we just got through saying she'ein lotzi mi beison lechatzer. Where if I'm mevatel rishus in my chatzer, I'm not allowed to carry from my house to the chatzer. Afilu bitel gam rishus beiso. Even if I was mevatel everything, my home, my chelik in the chatzer, until they take hold of it first. And even if they do take hold of it, it's only going to work when it's a yachid that's mevatel to a rabbim, but not on a one-on-one basis. And certainly not if it's a rabbim being mevatel to a yachid. Why is this different than a chatzer? Because by a chatzer, kivan shaylo chelik b'chatzer ela shabita lehem. Since I owned a chelek of the chatzer, and it's just that I used this legal fiction called bitul rishus to be mevatel my portion of the chatzer to them, im kein kishemotzi mi beiso lechatzer. So when I then carry into that chatzer near kechozer mibitulo, it's as if I'm backing out of that bitul umachzik bechelko shebechatzer, and I'm being machzik in my chelek in the chatzer. Ma she'ein kein, as opposed to kishemotzi lebeis chavero shalohoy bo chelek, as opposed to when I'm carrying to someone else's house, which I never had a chelek in, you cannot say that that's called that I'm being machzik in someone else's rishus. And even when it comes to his house itself, his own house, you can't say that I'm being zocha in it by carrying things from one house to the other, because to the contrary, I'm I'm removing from it. I'm taking away from it. So chozer umachzik. So we said that what was this going on? If you were carrying from Beis Chaveru to your own house, that's chozer umachzik in the rishus that you were mevatel. The alfal gav dele el b'simin shin pei sif alav mevoar. Even though we said in sif alav of simin shin pei the imbita rishus chaseru lechaveru, that when you're mevatel rishus in your chaser to somebody else, the mutal lo lahotzi mi beis sam lechaser, that you're allowed to carry from their house to the chaser, v'lo amrinon shechozer v'zocha bechaseru b'hotza aso. And we don't say that you're going back and you're being zocha in your chaser when you carry out from it. That's because it's a yachid legabe rabim, where you're only considered a guest to them. But over here, it's a yachid to a yachid. And we never interpret a yachid to a yachid relationship as that of an oreach. And therefore, if you take from his house to your house, you are then going and being zocha in that which you were previously mevatel. And therefore, even if the guy was already machzik in that which you were mevatel to him, by you taking from his house back into your house, you're still ruining the whole thing by backing out on your bitul rishus. So we said that if you have a cheder that's opened into your bias and your mevatel rishus of your bias, you're not allowed to carry from the cheder to your house. What did me bias lechedro? And the same is true. You're not allowed to carry in the other direction. Mneishu kemotzim rishus rishus, because they're considered two separate rishuyos. Vayin b'achronim shehelu da filu im bital gam rishus chedro behedya asu lahotzi meach lechavero. Even if you're mevatel the rishus of the cheder as well, it's still going to be usher to take from one to the other. Debzeu chozer machzik. Because that's considered to be that you're backing out and being machzik in the rishus again, just like we had said about from the beis chaveru to your own bias. And then the Ramah had said that yesh omrim that you should never be mevatel rishus from bias to bias unless you leave a cheder for yourself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Lefi sheyesh lacha shelo tishtakach toras erev mi batim eilu psuchim zel lezeh. We don't want people to forget about the concept of an erev. That all of the owners of the homes are going to be mvatel to one person. And everyone's going to be allowed to carry from their homes to the other guy's house. Because it doesn't look like he's being chozer machzik. As opposed to kishemashir cheder echad shahasulotzi mimenu lebayis. But if you leave one room in your house that you're not allowed to carry stuff from to your neighbor's house, where if only you had an Eruv, it would have been mutter to do so. Nimtza mistaker hu be'eruv. So then you're benefiting by having an Eruv. And therefore we don't have to worry that everything's going to become batel and that you're going to forget the concept of Eruv. Chavdalid v'oz mutter lahachnes. And then you're allowed, once you leave one cheder that you're not mevatel, then you're even allowed to take stuff from the other guy's house to your house. Ayin magnarum shatamal zed. Everyone wonders about this. Why should that be allowed? After all, it's a yachid and a yachid. Because if it were a yachid and a rabim she'ervu that made an eruv, meaning it's a yachid klape a rabim that joined together an eruv, in case of the shaykh lomer she'ishtak achtar z'eruv kivin she'ervu, then the whole concern that she'ishtak achtar z'eruv wouldn't exist because there is an actual eruv in place. So obviously we're talking about a case where it's a yachid and a yachid. But once it's a yachid and a yachid, how can I take stuff from his house to my house? If a yachid and a yachid are not called an oreach, and therefore that should be interpreted as being me reneging on my bitul rishus and taking back my rights. And even if the other guy was machzik, it doesn't help. So the Chaim Moshe gives an answer. yachid legabei rabim. The case is a yachid legabei rabim. So he is like an oreach. Ela she'osin rabim ha'yudar mevayisechav v'lo yitzrichon le'eruv. But the rabim that he's mevatel is rishus to all live in the same house. And if all, a bunch of people live in the same house, they don't need an eruv between them. And therefore, we're back to the concern shelo tishtakach taras eruv, because they don't have an eruv. V'zeh gamkin mikri rabim, but they're still called a rabim. V'zeh hayachid mikri areich legabayu. So, meaning you can have people that have a din of a rabim legabe the status of oreach, but they do not have a din of a rabim legabe the requirement of making an eruv. And that is if it's many people living in one house. So one person may be the guest of the 10 residents of this house, but the 10 residents of this house don't need an eruv between themselves. They all live in the same house. So they are a rabim legabe the fact that a yachid is their oreach, but they are not a rabim legabe the requirement of an eruv. And therefore, he's allowed to carry things from their house to his house even before their machzik in the rishos. And in the Beralacha, we discuss something from the Gra. Okay, sif hey, shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishos rabim. If you have two houses on two sides of rishos rabim, I mean across the street from each other, v'kifum einim yehudim mechitza b'shabes bin yishesh b'neim kamo chatzar sheshnei batim psuchim lo. And then non-Jews put up walls running across the street that block in, you know, my house to your house. There are now two walls that go across the, you know, when I walk across the street, I'm surrounded by walls on both sides. So it makes like a chatzer effect on that street between our houses. So we asr on one another. We do not have the option of bittul rishus. Says the Mishmur, why not? The reason is, because since when Shabbos started, or before Shabbos started, we didn't have the possibility of making an eruv, amrinon kevin shenesa the mikzvah Shabbos nesa the kol Shabbos lo mani bittel. We say that since it was aser when Shabbos started, that area will not become mutter over the course of Shabbos. Bittel will not work. Sivvav yoreish mevatel rishus. An inheritor is able to be mevatel rishus. Shimlo eruv morisho umes b'Shabbos. If the guy that he inherited from did not participate in the eruv and he died on Shabbos, vayoreish ba ladur b'chatzer va'oser. And now the Yoresh wants to move into that house on Shabbos, but he's going to asr on everybody else. Yachal levatel rishus, so he could be mevatel his rishus to everybody else. Mishnah Berurah Chavav, Yoresh baladur b'chatzer v'oser, avlim lo haya baladur eino oser al bnei hachatzer. If he's not coming to live in that house, then he's not going to asr on the bnei hachatzer. Didira below bailim lo shmei dira, because a dira without any bailim in it is not called a dira. Meaning it's only a problem if he moves in. If the guy that lived there died, so no one moves in, so there's no one living there, so there's no one causing a problem. But this Yoresh is able to be mevatel rishus after even though if he wanted to participate in the Erev on Erev Shabbos, he could not have, because he didn't own the house. He's still able to participate in this bittul, because he's considered an extension of his father. So essentially what the Mishmur is explaining, why Sif Hei and Sif Vav are not a stira to one another. In Sif Hei we said that if they build walls on the Rishos HaRabim on Shabbos, so since I couldn't make this Erev on Friday, I can't be Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos. Yet over here we're saying that the Yoresh is allowed to be Mevatel Rishos on Shabbos, even though he couldn't do anything on Friday, because his father could have done something on Friday, and he's considered to be an extension of his father. And finally, Sif Zayin. Mevatel Mechozun Mevatelin. You could be Mevatel Rishos and then be Mevatel again. Kolomar, Shemvatel Rishos and B'nei Chatzar Zol, B'nei Chatzar Acheres, O Le'echad B'nei Chatzar Ad She'otziu, She'otziu Ma She'yirtu, that you could be Mevatel Rishos to a group of people until you take out whatever you need to take out into the Chatzar. V'chozun Mevatel Nosem Shebitu Lehem Ad She'otziu Gam He'ma She'yirtu. Meaning you have Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda all live in a Chatzar. Now, Ruvain didn't participate in the Erev, so he could be Mevatel Rishos to Shimon Levi and Yehuda, and now Shimon Levi and Yehuda are allowed to carry things from their house to the Chatzar. Problem is, Reuven's still not allowed to carry anything from his house to the Chatzar. So then the other parties could be Mevatel their Rishus to Reuven, and now he can carry things from his house into the Chatzar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'chazim Vatam Lo, Samavlim Lo, Yechazim Vatam Lehem, Lo Yimotam Vatam Lo, Tziafilu Bitlu Gam Rishus Bateim, Hol Vehim Rabim, Venim Nasim Orchim, Koshik Chazim Simen Shin Pei. But you need to actually be Mevatel Rishus, and it wouldn't work even if they were initially mevatel the rishus of their bayis as well, because they cannot become the oreach of a yachid. They are a rabbim and cannot become the oreach of a yachid. So what we learned today is that there is a concept of bitul rishus from one bayis to another bayis, and it allows the mevatel to carry things out of his house, but not to carry things back into his house. But the Rama recommends that you should never be mevatel rishus from one bayis to another unless you leave yourself at least one cheder, so that you don't forget that there's a value in having an eruv. Because had you had an eruv, then even that room would have been mutter. But without the eruv, that room is not mutter. And then it's if, hey, we said that if when Shabbos started, I have a neighbor across the street, across the Rosh Hashanah, and then Nachrim put up walls that made like a mini chatzar between us, we cannot be mevatel rishus because before Shabbos we could not have made an Eruv. But in Sivav we said that if a person yarshins a house that didn't participate in an Eruv, he is able to be mevatel rishus, even though the Yoresh couldn't do anything on Erev Shabbos, but he's considered an extension of his father who could have participated in an Eruv on Erev Shabbos. And then in Siv Zayin we said that you could be mevatel rishus and then be mevatel it back, so that everybody is able to carry out from their house to the Chatzer. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Simon, Shin, Pei, Beis, Seif, Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.